League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Hi, welcome back here on 92.5. Apologize for those of you that are getting this kind of staticky. If you're trying to listen and closer to the city, this is a signal for people on the west side. We have 97.5, we have 97.9, HD2. We have all of that going on, and unfortunately, we don't have, once again, we have internet problems. I don't want to give out the name of our internet provider, but it's been a rough go of it over these last few days. We had it yesterday. Excuse me. We had it yesterday, and unfortunately, it fell off late last night. We'll see if we can't get it going again today, but apparently our show is the one that is catching it every day now. So, and for those of you, just look at it this way. It's like we had the week off. We had last week, we had 4th of July and Friday off. And this week, we've pretty much taken the whole week off.
Well, who are you telling that, our listeners, that we've had the week off? Who are you talking to?
The 92.5 people.
No, we don't. I was here the whole day. Well, you're out there running around at gay bars. I'm out here trying to get ready for a show.
Okay, I was not. First of all, you're categorizing it incorrectly. And secondly,
how does it feel to have something mischaracterized? It doesn't feel good, does it?
Oh,
that happened to me yesterday with Dell. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it because no one can hear. But it happened, and Sam had to step in. Our judge, one of our judges, is here,
and she ruled against you.
Nah, not really.
She had evidence from Melissa down the hall, the Latin station. She had evidence, and Melissa testified, and you were in the wrong. That's all.
No. It's funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away right now because I want to be able to do it on the air. I'm not even sure the Spanish-speaking station is on today.
They're not.
They're not even there. Yeah, because she would have been down because...
No, we need Melissa in studio. No. I need to be there, too, and I'm going to be there next week. I'm going to be in studio all week next week. I want Melissa there. I'm going to be the prosecutor.
Oh, okay, you're prosecutor. I'm a witness.
You're a witness.
Well, you can't prosecute.
He has decided that you committed a crime.
And
who's going to defend? Well, I'm defending myself.
Okay, fine.
You're the defendant, and Dell is a witness, and Melissa is a witness, and I'm going to be the prosecutor and the judge in this one.
No.
There will be no defense.
Listeners are the judge.
You can defend yourself.
You don't want the listeners.
Put five people on hold and let listeners
be
the judge.
We don't have the capability of that. But
what do you mean we don't have the capability?
We can only put four people on hold.
We will Monday. We'll have
No, it's always been this way for years.
Three-judge panel.
It's four. That's the most we can have.
Yeah, but we can just choose three.
That's
fine.
And you think the listeners are going to eliminate from the jury panel?
You think the listeners are going to side with you on this?
I want to go through and eliminate certain people from the jury.
No, we don't have time for that. We're not going to go. We don't have a jury pool we can eliminate.
This is a mockery of a trial. This is, what do they call it, a circus?
You've already been found guilty twice.
No, I haven't. She even said that you. She said you were wrong.
You sound like Trump now. Okay.
That's
what you sound like. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a fake
trial. Mockery.
The fake trial with Dell, who is a failing talk show host, one of the worst there is.
Okay.
Yesterday, Mason said Dell is kind of like Kanye because he's a writer and a producer. He's a speaker and a producer.
Multifaceted. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who?
He said, Mason said, Dell's kind of like Kanye because he's a producer and he also talks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not as goofy.
Yeah, I don't say as many things that would upset
people. How do you feel about the Jewish community?
Don't.
I think they're lovely.
Don't, yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Dell can handle that. See, I get worried with John, but he may joke and take us all off the air.
I'm part of the Jewish community. Thank you.
I don't even want to say ask you how so, because it's going to go in a direction I don't want it to go in.
All right, go back to my Paul Skeens take. Would you have taken him out after 7 innings, 99 pitches? It's a one. At the time, he had a 1-0 lead.
No hitter.
I would. Honestly, I don't even care about no hitters anymore. They're a dime a dozen.
No.
And more no hitters are being thrown in with, in conjunction with a bullpen. If you can't see the big picture, this one guy, Chris Canty was not for him staying in. And the guy who runs the show, Evan, he was like, how do you do this? You got it. It's a chance for history. And listen, here's his pitch count so far this year. He had 99 yesterday. He had 107 the game before, 102, 98, 96, 103, 93, 96, 93, 100. And in his first game, he had 84. He hasn't had less than 93 since his second game, and he's pitched 11 games. Now, I'm not saying that's the end of the world to throw 100 pitches, but I am saying one thing we know from being a team with all these UCL injuries, all these Tommy John surgeries, is there is no reason to go after a no-hitter if it means at all compromising Paul Skeens' arm health. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. They don't have it here. I'm just looking. He threw 122 innings at LSU last year. I would imagine that Paul Skeens reached over 100 multiple times at LSU. You know college coaches. They don't give a rat's ass about John. They don't care. I want to win. He got him to the College World Series. I don't know. He was awesome at LSU last year. I'm all for taking him out. Listen, Pittsburgh is kind of still in the hunt. Pittsburgh needs Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens is must-see baseball. Pittsburgh, even if you're doing it from a marketing standpoint, which you shouldn't do, you shouldn't make a baseball decision based on marketing. I want to keep Paul Skeens as healthy as possible.
Yeah,
I don't care about a no-hitter. You're right. Okay, Wally Rutherford threw one in 1948. Who cares? Who cares? Nobody cares. So if you're...
Doesn't Mike Fiers have two now?
Does Mike Fiers have two? Or just the one?
Did he get one with the Astros and one with the A's?
I don't remember that. But I don't care. What I care... Paul Skeens is... I care much more about Paul Skeens. I care about Paul Skeens.
Mike Fiers has two no-hitters. Big deal anyway.
Big deal anyway. Who cares? He's Mike Fiers, right? Yeah, I don't care. I want that guy as healthy as possible, and I want him pitching every fifth day. That's what I want. And he's going to pitch in the All-Star game. He should start the All-Star game. By the way, how do you feel about Altuve dropping out again?
Fine.
I'm okay with it, too.
Paul Skeens.
He don't want to go anymore. If he's disgusted, he's still a great guy. Still signs all the autographs, even on the road.
I don't care.
For those a-holes.
Other people don't deserve it. He'll get booed on the road. He'll get booed at the All-Star game. For what? You don't get to just use Jose Altuve as your personal target to take it out on. Why? Why would he go? I wouldn't go to another All-Star game. F you. All your fans are going to do is just boo me when I didn't do anything. So you just want to boo Jose Altuve? You don't deserve that little guy. He's our champion. He's going to get his own. He's going to get at least a statue. Maybe we put him on the pumpkins, on the pumpkin train, and get rid of the other guy, Bobby Dynamite, Smokey Pants. Worst case scenario, Jose Altuve is a Hall of Famer, and people use him. It's going to be worst case scenario for him. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. You're going to have a lot of people, including John Boy, who's responsible for this, who try to say, no, he's one of the good ones. We shouldn't take it out on him. Too late, John Boy. You already did this. So because of the buzzer stuff, by the way, Skeens, his last four games, at LSU, 124, 101, 123, 120.
Yeah.
He hit 100 pitches or more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of his last, whatever, 9 of his last 11 starts at LSU. Now, that was 2023, summer of 2023. He threw 122 and two-thirds innings. But, no, to me, it's just not – I changed my mind on this. Now, if you get to the eighth inning and you get past the eighth inning, I would consider keeping a guy in from a historical standpoint. But that's probably hypocritical for me to say that, because if I don't think it matters after the seventh inning, why should it matter in the eighth inning when arm health and durability is the number one concern? So listen, I'm probably – it probably doesn't make sense.
He wasn't going nine. He wasn't going nine. So get him out of there after seven.
Well, high strikeout pitchers, John, are not going to be able to throw nine-game no-hitters very often. Nine-inning no-hitters.
Yeah. Well, not like Nolan used to.
No, they throw
Nolan
too many pitches.
Nolan threw 243 pitches one game in a 16-inning game. He threw 243 pitches and then made his start 3 days later and threw over 100 in that one. So, and Paul, you know, listen, Skeens is a little different in that he's a big, strong guy. Like you said, at LSU, he was, I know it was over 100 a bunch of times. And big, strong guys get bigger and stronger because they're throwing a lot of fastballs as opposed to little guys like Lance McCullers, who's got to depend so much on curveballs.
Well, Lance McCullers can't get bigger in
his arm.
But he can't get bigger and stronger just throwing fastballs. Lance McCullers
is... Oh, yes, you can. Oh, no. Yes, he can. Kurt Schilling, go look at the interview. He said, I got stronger as the season wore on because I threw so many fastballs.
Hold on a second. Kurt Schilling is... Paul Skeens is 6'6", 247. Kurt Schilling's
a big dude.
Kurt Schilling, yeah. Kurt Schilling is his size. He is 6'5", 225 pounds. Like, you're talking about big dudes. Lance McCullers isn't that big dude. So
that's exactly what I just said.
No, but you're saying that throwing fastballs makes you bigger and stronger. Well, yes. But they're already bigger, stronger guys. They're physically.
Well, no. He said, and Lance, if you heard me, he said I got stronger as the season went on. I was at my strongest in September because as the season went on, I threw more fastballs. I got stronger.
But John, they're also bigger people. Who have bigger
that's
muscle?
That's exactly what I said.
No, but and they Paul have more Skeens muscle mass. Dude. That's how they were. That's how they were born. They didn't get bigger because they're throwing fastballs. They're also big. I understand what you're saying. The arm strength that their arm was more did not fatigue as much. I get that. But those are also bigger guys who can throw more from the bot. Kirk Schilling was also great at throwing from his lower body. The same as Nolan Ryan and Lance McCullers is an upper body thrower with all that arm torque. Like that's
exactly what I said. And that's the difference in the guys. And Paul Skeens is one of those guys too. So throwing over 100 pitches probably wouldn't have affected him. But you know what? I'm not doing it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna. I want Paul Skeens to be there. I want Paul Skeens to be there at the end of the season. I want him making every start because you know what? In Pittsburgh, he fills the stadium. And guess what they need in Pittsburgh to fill the stadium?
I don't care about any of that.
No, but if I'm the owner, I'm like, take care of that.
I need Paul Keene.
Money in my pocket.
I need Paul Skeens to make starts because every time he makes a start, all the creepy pervs on Twitter reference who he's dating, and all the images come up. So I need him to continue to make starts because even when I'm not looking for it, I get to see Oh, yeah, I remember Paul Skeens dating Livy Dunn.
Are we going to have to worry about his mental frame of mind with Livy Dunn hanging out with Joe Burrow?
Why? What is Joe Burrow
at that all-white party? Because
they're all LSU people. I mean, they're related. If they were in Louisiana and they were related, I'd worry about it.
Joe's not married, is he?
I don't know
Joe's
that.
No.
You're going to have to watch Livy. Is Joe, does he have some snake in him?
I
don't know if she likes having a hole in the back of her jacket. I don't know.
But you told us earlier that Joe got his back blown out.
Well, somebody did because of the jacket. Isn't that what it's called when your jacket doesn't have
That's not what it's called.
Shirt and jacket got cut
there's
out.
A cutout. Yeah,
so the
exactly.
hole there was like a hole in that where the back was.
Yeah, you're making it sexual. Which
no, I'm not. When you get the hole blown out of your jacket and shirt,
That's not how it's phrased. No, that's not how it's
phrased. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
When you get the hole blown out, that's not what anyone says, unless they're trying to say something else.
All right, we got to break it here. We got to talk about Brinkman. We got to talk about your roof. There's some chance. My buddy had his shingles falling, flying off. And you know what? That's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. And especially if now, I told him, call Brinkman now because they got to come to your house. Because if anything else happens, if it rains again and you didn't have your shingles on there, you didn't do anything about this, then you're not going to get your insurance because they're not going to pay you. And if you haven't done anything, any maintenance on your roof, if you haven't had Brinkman giving you their checkup, their roof checkup, and giving you a passing grade on everything up there, then there's a chance that the insurance company is going to say, oh, no. Well, yeah, you got damaged, but it was because you had wear and tear. You didn't do anything about your roof ever. But if you've got Brinkman coming to your place, you've got proof, okay? You got documentation that they were there and they said everything was great. They'll talk to your insurance company. Look, you need to do something about your roof. And if you've had roof damage because of a tree or whatever, these other guys to call right now. 50 years in business, they're the best. 281-480-7663. BrinkmanQuality.com. 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 Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Well, it's just 92.5 today. We're having more, unfortunately, for the streamers, for the 97.5, for the 97.9 people, the HD2 people, which is a great way to listen if you haven't done it yet. Wait till, well, you can hear us next week, hopefully. I think we thought we had it resolved yesterday, unfortunately, late last night, more issues. So we apologize. For those of you who listen on 92.5, you've got a bonus show. The other people didn't get it. You got it. All right, so we haven't been around for a while. Is there anything? We've talked soccer, talked a little. By the way, is it? It's tomorrow night, the game?
Sunday night. Both finals are Sunday.
2 and 7.
Both finals are Sunday.
The Euros at 2, England versus Spain. The Copa America, which is also known as rugby. That will be Colombia versus Argentina. Spain will win and Colombia will win, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Sure. The Colombia-Argentina game's in Miami. They'll play it where the Dolphins play. So Messi will get to sleep in his own bed for that one as he plays Inter Miami.
Lance, I had a dream that you and I had bet $200. I had Colombia and you had Argentina.
Nope. I've been on Colombia this whole time.
You think Colombia is going to win? Del?
Yeah, they're better. Argentina. They're better than Argentina. It doesn't always matter. Well, so we were talking to our girl Melissa Blanco, who is Colombian, and she's on the radio station here, the Spanish speaking station. And she brought up some points I'd never even thought about this. All the Colombian fans think we better really score quick and plenty of goals. Because we're going up against Messi in his final. We're going up against Messi. We're playing in Miami, which I think is, that's where Messi is now. We're playing in his final Copa. And they believe that the referees are going to be, they believe that there is going to be the balance of the scale maybe have a thumb on it for Argentina. I'd never even thought about that, but in soccer, I guess you can't ever rule that out.
No, I don't. Yeah, but there could be some shenanigans going on. There could be some, yes, leaning one way. Yes, absolutely. But, okay, that sounds a little Astro fan-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, Buck hates us. Joe Buck is awful. He is.
Well, wait a minute. But it does, but the history of South American soccer will tell you it's not completely crazy.
No, it's not crazy.
Especially Colombians may say, I'm sorry, John. Did you know one of our players got killed by one of our drug lords? Do you remember that?
Let me ask you.
So it's a little different.
If there is shenanigans going on, which way would you lean? Which way would the referees lean? To go against Colombia, where you could die, or Argentina, where... You know, we don't have the kind of reputation that Colombia has.
Well, first of all, Colombia's not that kind of way anymore. Not really. They don't have.
Oh, it's not.
No, okay. No, it's not. Medellin is not that way. Like, no, it's really not. They've done a good job of rooting that out, and now Mexico's the powerhouse in the cartel game. Like, if there was a cartel soccer game, if there was a soccer league for cartels, Mexico, by country, Mexico would be massive favorites.
They'd be the
massive
Chiefs.
Favorites. Oh. Uh-huh. They'd be, like, you just wouldn't beat them. You know, you wouldn't beat them. And if you tried, they're in on the, you know, the refs. They got the fix in. No, I do like Colombia. Colombia's long, athletic, creative. I just think they're just better. I just think the team is better in general. And then England versus Spain. I think Spain is the best team in the Euros. So, but England keeps finding ways to weasel their way in. They keep getting these late goals. But I still think Spain is better than England. This is going to be good matches. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're both. So Europe is first, and then the
yeah.
Copa.
Yep, Europe is at 2. Yeah, because Europe's being played overseas. So
yeah, overseas.
Yeah, right. It's late there. It'll be 9 o'clock there p.m. And then we've got.
Oh my God! So what? It was amazing. I'm driving on the 10, which is I'm from L.A. now, so I say the 10. Right. So I'm driving on the 10 yesterday, and it's all kinds of traffic. I'm coming back from. Oh, by the way, I was at Commerce Casino. The poker room there is the biggest. I think it was at one point the biggest poker room in the world.
Yeah, it's enormous.
It's enormous, and I'm now a member there. Thank you. And played yesterday. Had some good hands. Had some bad ones. You know, it was I had a regular session. I'm driving back. There is a billboard. Well, I think it was on the side of a building. It's for U of H. It
what?
Was.
What do you mean?
This giant built-in coming down I-10 in L.A., not outside, but it was crazy. I was like, what?
Well, yeah, what do you mean it was for U of H?
It's a U of H poster with here, I got, it says Culture of Champions, and it's got a UH graduate, woman graduate, and a basketball player on both sides of it. A U of H billboard in the city of Los Angeles.
Well, no, I mean, look, we didn't win a championship in basketball.
I don't, I was like, what?
Maybe they mean AAC championships and now Big 12 championships?
Well, I mean, we got championships places, some places.
U of H?
I mean.
That is a championship if you win a conference championship.
Yeah, you want to conference.
Yeah, and you don't have conferences anymore. Well, yes, they do. They're Big Ten.
Yeah, speaking of conference, are they trying to drag people out of L.A. to come to Houston?
Well, obviously,
for school?
Yeah. That's what I'm like. I'm like, what kind of?
Well, the SEC's dragging people out of Texas. I mean, I know so many people. Arkansas, Ole Miss, Alabama are three that are giving money left and right to try to get kids with good grades or high scores on their tests. They're giving out money left and right, bringing people.
Yeah, there is an appeal because you know the SEC is that giant brand. But I'm not sure Houston in the Big 12 is going to be a draw to the kids in California.
It depends on where you are in California. I'm not
sure.
What
part of California would be drawn to that?
Well, you don't have a conference anymore. So what's the difference?
Well,
just join any.
No,
conference.
but the schools are still there. I'm not talking about sports. But you can still go to UCLA if you're a regular kid and stay in California.
Listen, I was like, what the hell is this doing here? This is crazy. But what about, we haven't even talked about, what about Miami, Florida State, Clemson?
Yeah.
Notre Dame?
Big 12 they're trying to eliminate the ACC.
Big 12, all in the, what do you think about Miami in the Big 12, Del?
I don't think much of it because Miami's leadership isn't going to be progressive. They're going to see how the wind blows, and if it's an easy path for Clemson and Florida State to get there, or maybe it's not that easy and they take the brunt of it, then they'll follow. They'll tailgate through. But I think Miami would say they would rather be in the Big Ten. I think they as far as ideologically align more with the Big Ten than they would with the Big 12. being a private school who at points was pretty high up in the top 20.
I'm sorry,
top
like 50 Baylor?
USA, top
like
50,
Baylor?
You, and they, there's also a history of playing those schools back in the 90s where Miami was an independent. They played a lot of the Big Ten. So I think Miami would say, hey, we're a small private school. If we would probably rather be in the Big Ten, but
Big Ten doesn't
that might
you.
Not be their choice.
What if the Big Ten's not expanded?
Well, yeah, it may not be their choice. But I don't think the Big 12 would be Miami's first choice.
Well,
if they could.
Would we be down to three conferences then?
Three major ones.
Yeah. Power three? Yeah.
Apparently Florida State and Clemson, it's a done deal.
Well, that's what I've seen.
They're moving.
That's what they want.
I mean, it's moving quickly.
It's going to cost them.
I've seen FSU. I mean, how Clemson's not going to the SEC is beyond me. That must mean you're scared and trying to avoid it.
Does South Carolina want them in the SEC?
Well, I mean, that's a good point, but it's a natural rival.
South Carolina doesn't have any standing in the SEC.
But
regionally, I don't know how that works. Regionally,
it just makes so much sense. It always has. Like, I'm surprised. Florida, I get that Florida is kind of an offshoot. It's its own thing other than the Gators. But Clemson going to the SEC
Haven't they been in the SEC before? Historically, I think.
I don't know.
Way back when. But I don't know who are the power brokers. I know South Carolina probably isn't one. But who knows? The SEC may not be looking to expand right now.
John, do you know what in-state tuition is for UCLA? I just looked it up.
In-state tuition for UCLA? How much?
Yeah. $14,000.
Oh, that's great.
You know what in-state tuition is for USC?
Well,
it's just tuition.
It's a private school.
Yeah, it's just tuition.
It's what?
You're right. It's private school. It's just tuition. You know what that is?
Yeah, what is it? Probably 60.
64. Room and board would cost you an extra $17,400.
Yeah.
So for
your freshman year,
it's $81,000. I'm sorry, $82,000.
Plus eating, it's $100,000.
Well, you got room and board. I mean, you're gonna have to.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna have to be eating the meal plan, unless you get commissary.
Yeah.
Or you're the son or daughter of a Hollywood producer.
Yeah, that helps.
Well, they don't care. They just throw.
That's weird that Houston has something in California. But, you know, maybe they're saying, hey, we got so many people, so many families moving from California to Texas. Maybe let's get in there and try to convince them if they're thinking about moving. This might be a good way for them to do it, you know, from an education standpoint. We'll bring them in. And if you're on the fence about moving to a place that's 107 degrees with floods, tornadoes, derechos, which I'd never even heard of. This is a new one.
On the fence.
Had any of you ever heard of, well, they have earthquakes, floods,
yeah.
crap in the streets.
Hey.
We've got our own different things.
Yeah, I grew up with earthquakes, and they're scary because you never know.
Landslides.
Yeah, everyone has something.
Yeah,
much.
You got your things too. Massive taxes. We have low property taxes. It's great. Just kidding, we don't. What was I going to say?
Speaking of landslides, did you see the guy imitating Trump singing landslides?
Yes, I saw it. I saw it. He was good. He does a good Trump imitation.
He does a good Trump. Does a good Trump. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like my president singing landslides.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because he's not your president. It's just a guy doing an imitation with a red beard.
Yeah, he did have a red beard. Time to talk. You know what I like? I like hair, too. I like Doc Lindell. I like hair being on the top of my head as opposed to not being on the top of my head. And Doc Lindell does that. Doc Lindell is awesome. It doesn't matter where you are. Doc is in the Med Center, but it's easy to get to, okay? I know you guys are on the west side. But listen, when it comes to hair, people fly all the way to Turkey to go get hair transplants, okay? This isn't transplant. It's neografting. It takes put the hairs from the side and back and puts it on the top of your head. It's nothing to travel to the Med Center to get this done. So there's that. And if you're somebody who's on the fence about this thing, what? Do it, okay? Stop already. You're too young to be having no hair, to be balding, to have a bald spot, to be have a six head, a five head, or a six head. Time for you to do something about it. Stand up. Be a man, okay? And get your hair back. Get your hair back. You'll feel better about yourself. She'll love you. She'll everything. Everything about it is awesome. 975hair.com, 975hair.com. All right, welcome back. This is our final segment. here before we hit News of the Weird, of course, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we talked soccer. We haven't talked much USA basketball. How about Rockets basketball? Cam Whitmore is going to be on the Summer League team. Reed Shepard on the Summer League team. AJ Griffin on the Summer League team. I don't know how, you know, remember last year Jabari was there for like two games or a game or two, and then he said, I'm out. I could see Cam doing that this year, right?
Yeah, unless he wants to play the role of, was it KJ Martin who used to take, no, who was it that used to take like 40 shots a game in the Summer League? No one.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that that used to do that where no one could get a shot off other than him? I don't think it was KJ Martin.
No, it was Josh.
Yeah, it was Josh Christopher. That's who it was.
Yeah,
he was the Summer League gangster
because
he would
watch this. They had to kick him off the team.
Yeah, they're like, Josh, bro, you gotta let somebody shoot. And Josh's Summer League was just, he just called it the Josh Christopher Invitational.
That's it. And I think Cam is probably going to do the same.
I think he is. He's going to get his.
Are you excited? I'm excited to see Reed Shepard.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's an exciting addition. You know, I have questions about how quickly they'll get him worked in. I think they'll work him in. I think it's going to take a little time. But as an outside perspective, so my buddy McCool is in town, and he keeps up with the Rockets, even though he lives in Spain. He's like, you know who my favorite player is on the whole team? I said, who? He said, Amen Thompson. He said, I love Amen Thompson. I said, you know what? Amen Thompson, I think he is a guy who can help you win a championship. Like, he's one of those guys, you can just feel it. They have an impact on offense, on defense. Loose balls go their way. He's got great speed. He'll block shots, so he can have an impact. He can have an impact on 50-50 balls quite often, which changes the dynamic of how many possessions each team has. But there's something about his mentality I love. I love his physical tools. It's, you know, in, even if he never becomes an average shooter, I still think he's a major, major factor for this team moving forward for a chance to compete for a championship. If he becomes an average shooter, then he is going to be a major problem for everyone. If he becomes above average at any point, we're talking about, and I think we're talking about an all-star, or at least he's one of those guys that may never score a ton of points. I don't think that's his game. I think he's going to be one of those guys that's like 16.5, you know, 8.5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3.5 steals. I could see him leading the league in steals one year. So you look at where does Reed Shepard play right away? I don't know, but that's okay. I just love the players who are on the team right now. I'm like, man, this is the most, this is the deepest level of talent the Rockets have had in years and years, because Morey would go top heavy. He'd go top heavy for talent and just figure it out with everyone else. Well, this is they have a bunch of commodities now. So, and Reed Shepard's one of them, and I'm looking forward to it. And let's face it, if you don't shoot well in summer league, something's wrong, because it's not like you're getting D'd up heavy.
Or it's just an adjustment, and he'll be fine. Look, I don't know how much you take from summer league. You just hope he looks the part. You hope he looks not overwhelmed, and you go from there. He will have a lot of attention in his first game, mostly because he's facing off against the Lakers. So Bronny James will be around.
Bronny versus Reed.
That's what I don't
right
know.
Right off the bat, that is a huge game for
no one.
For Reed, no one, really. To go up against Bronny.
It will be interesting to see the
his dad is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I've heard. And Reed's dad's a Kentucky legend. We will see the top of the draft, almost the very top of the draft versus the bottom of the draft. I don't know how much they're going to put Bronny James on Reed Shepard, but it would make some sense if Bronny James' calling card is point of attack defense. You put him on, maybe Cam is going to take all the shots, who knows. But you put him on Reed Shepard and see what he can do against a guard of similar size. I just want to see the difference between the number 3 overall pick and the number 55. That's my real only interest in this ball game.
Okay, who scores more?
Well, Bronny didn't take any shots, so I'm assuming Reed will score more.
Yeah, Reed's going to get his looks.
Right. Will Oh, so Bronny will be on him?
I don't know if he will, it would make some sense if we're looking at size comparisons. They're both about the same size.
Yeah, that would make sense. I would like to see it. Who will get the better of it?
Yeah, I mean, the questions about can Reed Sheppard handle because of his size in NBA defense, as far as him playing defense, but can he be a guy who gets a shot off in the NBA? This is the first test of that, I guess you would say. If he's guarded closely by an alleged point of attack defender, we'll see if he's a guy who's going to need a lot of screens or can he get his own shot off. That's what I'm interested in early, because that's one of the questions I have about his game.
All right, we got a lot of news of the weird, so let's break it now. And that's more interesting than this crap anyway. So let's do that.
Hey, we're talking
on the
Rockets.
Other side, here.
It's a lot more of that crap anyway.
You don't like talking Rockets.
Hey, here's John 2 minutes ago. I'm excited about this Rockets team. This is a fun time to be alive as a Rockets fan.
Yeah,
who cares about that
Ronnie
crap
now.
Anyway?
We're talking about Reed Sheppard.
Hey, we don't care about your own. You notice how he brought up the Lakers?
Well, he's in L.A. now.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch Laker games in your new sports bar you found?
No.
The watering hole?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what the name is.
Man. What is the name of it?
What's the name?
It's called Gym Bar.
J-Y-M?
G-Y-M.
Oh yeah, GYM.
So
excuse me, gym bar.
So
yeah,
when your husband calls, you can say I'm at the gym.
Ah, gym bar.
Yeah, gym bar. Yeah. So
when your husband calls, if you didn't hear the story early, that's a bit of a clue. When your husband calls.
When your husband calls, that is the clue. Hey, here's a clue. You need a car? There's one place to go: Chastain Ford. I love Chastain Ford. I'm buying another car from Chastain Ford. I don't know if I'm going to bring the electric truck here to, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I do know if I do buy another vehicle, I'm going to go and I'm going to buy it from Chastain Ford. Because Chastain Ford is the place to buy new or pre-owned vehicles. Because especially if they're gold certified pre-owned vehicles, you get the best interest rate. And interest rates are a problem right now. Interest rates are a bit of a problem. So maybe you think about getting one of those pre-owned vehicles with gold certified, because you get much better interest rates right now. Here's the deal. I don't care what kind of vehicle you're going to get. I know this. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. It's going to be the best that they're going to give me, the best service they can possibly give me, and they're going to give me the best price that they can possibly give me, because that's the way that they do it. They give all the rebates while the other dealerships are holding them back. You're getting everything you possibly can with the best service every single time. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Tell them we heard it right here.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Lance, you're a foodie, right? So Japan has just approved 16 insects as food. Which one do you want to eat? Cricket, banded cricket, field cricket, black field cricket, African migratory locust, American desert locust, grasshopper, super worm, lesser mealworm, white grub, giant rhino beetle grub, honeycomb moth, lesser wax moth, silkworm, or the western honeybee.
You sound like Bubba Gump from the...
You what?
You sound like white worm, mub worm, grub,
yeah, which one do you want to
eat? Cricket beetle. That's what you sounded like there. I already had crickets and ants when I was at Quintanil in Mexico City, so they didn't really taste like crickets and ants. I mean, I don't.
Well, one of the baseball stadiums they eat cricket. Yeah. I think it's in Seattle, right?
No, yeah, it's San Diego.
No, I think it's in Seattle. Julia Morales always does.
Yeah, no, San Diego used to have them.
It's in Seattle.
I think it's more places than that then.
Or maybe you can just agree with us. Instead of
maybe we
this.
Know what we're talking about and you don't. Here's some kids' stories. Lance, you're our foremost authority on kids since you have 100 of them. More American couples are not having kids.
That's
a new study out.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's a good thing?
This isn't news of the weird. This is just an actual fact.
It costs too much to have kids, right?
Yeah, they're bad investments.
They're horrible investments.
They've always been, but
they're the worst. Now they're too expensive. Like they're too really, expensive. Really.
What are you doing? Why would anyone, a millennial or Gen Z person, have a kid right now?
To pay for our Social Security?
How about this? So few kids are being had in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
The diaper companies are now switching from children's diapers to adult diapers. Do you feel like you should wear a diaper now because kids aren't?
No, I don't like that transition question.
Yeah, no.
I think sometimes you just read it and you don't have to ask a question. No, I don't think I should wear a diaper because kids aren't.
You don't want to keep the diaper company.
One does not equal the other. I'm not trying to help out Japanese diaper companies.
What if Pampers came calling?
Why don't you care about the economy
of Japan?
Considering what we do, or particularly you guys do every morning, what if an adult diaper company came calling and said, "Hey, we'd love for you to be our spokesperson." Would you do it?
No, they won't ask Lance now.
Why won't you do it? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because he won't wear a diaper.
You're mad.
I don't have a reason to wear a diaper.
The brakes are short. I heard him. The brakes are short.
He'll wear one while he's playing poker.
And you're always running into the bathroom, and sometimes it affects you getting back on time. Listen, this is your perfect opportunity.
John's going to wear one while he's playing poker so he doesn't have to leave.
Or I'm coming back from the Woodlands golfing.
Aren't you still sitting in filth?
That's all right.
No, it's not all right.
Change your diaper.
At least it's not on his
pants.
Then you
get home and change your diaper. A dad has asked this question, and he's under a bit of fire on Reddit. He asked the question if any parent actually enjoys playing with their kids.
Scott, that's a good question.
Lance, do you enjoy actually playing with your kids?
Yeah, I do. I liked it better than when they were younger, though. They were more fun.
They were more fun when they were younger?
Yeah. Playing with the younger
kids
is way
fun
more fun
now because you could play code names with them, or you could play poker with them, or you can play.
I'm pretty sure my son Alec is wagering right now because he was unusually happy after Columbia won the other day on the red card. Like, I recognize this level of up and down. He's like, "Oh, watch it!" And I'm like, he's always very calm and he's freaking out and he's like. He's running around, jumping up and down when Columbia wins. What are you so? The only people who get this excited are gamblers. Or you're from Columbia.
Yeah.
And I know you're not from Columbia. So I got to keep an eye on him now because there was an unusual amount of emotion going into a soccer match that he shouldn't have cared much about.
So a Georgia couple was arrested. They went to a Mexican restaurant, ordered pitchers of margaritas, and then were funneling the pitchers of margaritas down their butts and drinking them in that way. Do you feel like they should be able to drink margaritas funneling down their butts?
Yes. I think
I know,
it's...
right? If they're a couple, if they're married.
Yeah.
They're chugging margaritas through their backside.
Yeah. So he's pouring it down, and she's got... Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something, John. If you're a customer or patron of that establishment who isn't involved in the butt chugging, would you appreciate it or would you?
I would like it.
You would like it.
It made the restaurant better.
Lance, would you like to look to your right and see a couple performing that act while you're just trying to have a nice meal?
No, that needs to happen in like Tijuana.
City matters.
Why, Georgia? Yeah. Georgia. Why can't Georgia do it, too?
I feel like they wouldn't think that. Like, in one sense, they'd say, you know, like, "Yeah, I like the way you're doing things." But on the other sense, like, "What are you doing with that by your butt?" Like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right in Georgia.
LSU fan came stuck his flag in my booty.
Yeah, why don't you say in Baton Rouge?
You want that type of stuff going on while you're trying to eat?
That's not SEC.
I don't care.
You know what?
That's
not SEC activity. That's for you guys in the Pac-12. That is not SEC activity.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah.
To me, it just seems like, well, this is a more fun place.
I can't see you enjoying that if that's going on to your right.
No. I mean, I'm curious. You also wouldn't want donkey shows at your table next to you in a restaurant.
Well, John,
like, oh, God, or a ping pong show.
Let's close the loop. Considering that bar you were at earlier, would you want to have seen that at that bar while you were trying to watch the Astros?
Not Not that one, per se.
Oh, okay, so there are limits to the butt tugging.
Not that one, per se. Maybe the one last night.
Where the hard rock was going on, the death metal was going on?
Yeah, that one would have been better, I think, to me. All right, I got a question for you guys. An Australia OnlyFans model. Apparently, she has two hoo-has. She says she uses one for work.
Oh, no.
And she keeps the other one exclusive for her husband.
Like a cell phone? Like the guy has two phones, Kevin Gates?
You got a work phone and a personal phone?
Yeah.
Well,
he's got
a work chew and a personal choo-choo?
So yeah, apparently she says
she's been
with 500 guys, and only her husband gets the other one.
Yeah, it's not cheating.
I'm just telling you now. There's a lot of questions. I'm not searching anything on this NFL issued computer.
Well, here's the question.
But there's a lot of questions.
Let me ask you two, gentlemen. If someone you cared about, let's be hypotheticals. Let's not use names. You're in a relationship with someone you care about, and they have two hoo-has. Can they? Mm-hmm. Can one of them be for the streets, and one of them be for you?
No,
and that's
no. You can't have one for the streets,
and that's not cheating
because the streets are going to try to move upwards.
Doing.
Also, no,
but that's okay. She makes it clear that one of them is for you.
Nothing
one of them
can
streets.
Be for the streets, Dell. Nothing's
None
allowed to be for the streets.
So you're saying it's cheating if she's separate?
Yes.
Okay.
But yes.
But what if one of them? The streets doesn't touch.
It's exclusive, Lance. You got to, okay, open up your mind.
What Here's a question. Exclusive? If you're with her, is
one
it kind
of
like
exclusive.
Being in a threesome?
Hmm. Well, like maybe. Well,
kind of.
The threesome's more about different people. If it's the same person, probably not. But so you think one of them can't be for the streets?
What if she has a two-face like on Batman where one of those face sides of her face is burned?
What do you mean? One of them is
and
less
two
attractive.
Two sides of her face look different.
One of them is less attractive. Kind of
like
than the
other. You're with three. You're kind of like we're with two other
still
people.
Think it's based
at
on
least
the person.
The husband knows. At least the husband knows that it's only for him, and it's only ever been for him.
Thank you.
You can't. No married man can know.
Well, what if she did
for
that?
Sure, that it's only been for him.
It would have saved a lot of women being persecuted back in the bad old days. One of them was virginal and the other was for the streets.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dell. You make a lot of very
a
lot of very salient points today, Dell.
Just think about it. You know how many women wouldn't have to deal with the oppression of men if she kept her integrity intact, whatever they used to term that.
Is that what this is? Going to the streets?
One of them went to the
is
streets.
Is the integrity?
I don't know. What did they say? Her maidenhood intact? What did they used to say?
Yeah.
What if she kept?
Yeah.
One of them, the maidenhood was intact, and then the other one was for the streets. Or for the village, I guess we would say.
So you can.
It takes a village.
Are you using the whole housewife thing here in one person?
If the story is true, if she has to, I think it would have changed the course of history.
I told you guys this was better than talking rock and stuff.
I don't know. I like talking about Reed Shepard too, but
I like talking Reed Shepard too, but this is really I don't feel like this is the end of this story for me today. I feel like on my phone that's not monitored by the NFL, I need to do... What's their names? So give me her name.
Oh, I closed it already. I don't know.
I got a funny feeling it's going to not be hard to find.
Just search woman with two hoo-has on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to have to open a private browser.
Oh, Evelyn. Hold on. I'll find it for you.
I feel I need Evelyn. Google can do the rest.
Evelyn, Australia, hoo-has.
So where does this show stand? Is it cheating? If one of them is for her husband only, and only been for the husband, and the other is for the streets, that's still cheating?
Yes, Dell, it is.
I don't know.
I'm torn on this one.
Hey, this counts too, that counts too, Dell.
For the few people who can listen, because you can't see, Lance just put his hands on his chest and then his mouth and then pointed to another orifice.
Unless she has two of all those, no, we're out on this.
Have two.
And then that's conjoined twins.
She does have two on the chest.
Then that's conjoined twin stuff, and that's a whole different
topic. You need to expand your mind. You're a little conservative on this
subject. Yeah, you are way. I mean, you are.
Yeah, I am. Because I don't want any of. I don't want somebody I'm going out with to be for the streets.
Stay off my street.
Look, Lance's chastity belt came from the Bible Belt. You can hear him. You can hear how he talks.
All right, we're done. That's it. Okay, no more hoo-ha talk.
Well,
what we
got
to talk about now
Clean it up.
Is All right, you're going to have that story in your little show, Dale?
I will ask Sean, because Sean, my intrepid producer, is here.
I can already tell Sean had some things he wanted to add.
So I'm going to ask Sean about that story and whether we think it's cheating. But you know what? Maybe that For the Streets hoo-ha needs Houston Safe and Lock.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.